If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to The Junks. We're happy to be joined in studio right now by Timothy Gay, author of Roryland, The Up and Down World of Golf's Global Icon. You can pre-order the book now. It's out where you get all of your books May 13th. So just about a month until release date.
Yeah, but you can pre-order on Amazon.
Oh, let's very not forget good. That. Oh, there yeah, you go. Get your pre-orders in. Welcome.
Thank you.
And the audience for this is just all sports fans, specifically
all sports fans,
golf guys,
golf guys, and also people who enjoy reading about Irish history. I hope there are more than a few of them out there.
And that's part of the reason why you said you even wanted to do this project, right?
Yeah, I'm Irish, and I don't root for Rory because he's Irish. I root for him because I'm Irish. And always have wanted to write about Irish history. It's so beautiful and so tragic. And if you sort of look at Rory's career in microcosm, it sort of captures Irish history.
Right. So Rory was like, he basically was a child prodigy, right? In many ways?
Not in many ways, in all ways.
In all ways.
At age 9, he won the World 10 and Under Championship at Doral in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And he came home to Ireland an absolute conquering hero. Imagine that at age 9.
Wow.
Imagine on top of that, doing it at the time when the Good Friday Peace Accords were just being voted on and embraced in the north of Ireland.
So what does that mean?
What that means is Ireland, the north of Ireland, was caught up in that awful religious rivalry between Protestants and Catholics for centuries.
Okay.
The Troubles, as they were known, were especially bad in the 60s and 70s and on into 1998 when the Clinton administration and Senator George Mitchell came in, intervened, and brought for the first time some measure of peace and stability to the north of Ireland. That spring, the spring of 98, is when Rory McIlroy came into prominence in a sports crazy culture like the north of Ireland. So for all these years, Rory's career and peace in Northern Ireland have been linked together. That has put just incredible pressure on Rory that most Americans can't appreciate.
Does his family still live there, or did they come over here to Florida?
His mom and dad have come over and have basically lived here for the last dozen years or so.
Right.
But he still has two uncles, an aunt, all kinds of cousins in Hollywood, where he's from, just outside of Belfast. He also has family in Belfast and throughout Ireland.
When did his father make that bet? You know, how old was he that he would win a major?
Oh, yeah. He was just 15 years old.
So he's 15.
And the bet, he got three of his buddies, and they all bet a bunch of money at, I think it was 500-1 odds.
Ooh.
That Rory, before age 26, would win the Open Championship. And he did at Royal Liverpool.
And did they basically just like have to create that betting market out of like that bet out of nowhere, or just get somebody to book it? How did that work?
Couldn't tell you exactly. I think it's the latter.
Okay.
I can't imagine there was, that sort of market out there. but it's amazing. And he, on his last chance before age 26, delivered.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So Rory's had, score. He's had a wild career in the sense that he's been this prodigy. He started winning, you know, early on. I remember him with the curly, big curly hair and everything, kind of chubby.
Yep.
And then started racking up majors early, and everyone's like, well, this is going to be the guy. This is the next guy. And then he continues to win, but not the majors, right?
Yeah, exactly right. And it's just been so tough on him. He won them too easily, as my friend Bill Field says.
Won here very easily.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Walked away from the field here at Congressional in 2011 as a barely 22-year-old.
Yeah, very young.
Yeah, extremely young. They came too easy for him. And I think maybe he didn't realize that there were certain weaknesses in his game, both physical and mental. And he didn't understand he needed to improve his putting and chipping if he wanted. Whereas Tiger had that beautiful, natural short game. With Rory, it didn't come that naturally.
Right.
But it's funny because, like you mentioned, he's been so good at the Ryder Cup. It's like he's a different player, and he's been a winner outside of the majors. He hasn't won a major since 14.
Correct.
So I understand that his short game is certainly a factor, but there's got to be something up here that's telling him now, you know what, I just can't, there's something blocking it.
Yeah.
I'm too good, but there's something up here that just doesn't mesh with the rest of these guys, especially the Brooks Koepkas.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
The guys who are just tougher mentally.
So tough mentally. And Rory, I think, is too impulsive.
Yeah,
it's Scotty too. And, you know, Scotty does not beat himself.
Right.
Scotty is the new Hogan. It's hard to believe, but he's that good. So Rory, you know, especially this week at the Masters, needs to understand he can't beat himself as he's done so often at Augusta. Got to play smart, percentage, disciplined golf the way he did at Pebble Beach and the way he did in the playoff at Ponte Vedra a couple of weeks ago.
Can he break through at Augusta is the big question because he's got seven top tens there. He was a runner-up in 2022. He's been close,
yep.
But he just can't quite close it out. Do you think he can do it this year or within the next few years?
Sure he can, but you got to look back. He really hasn't been that close at Augusta.
Backdoor finishes.
Exactly right, and he's never come down the stretch at the Masters with a legitimate chance to win. So he's got to understand that he can't, you know, the self-immolation stuff, putting the ball in the water at number 11, hitting wild tee shots at 7. He's got certain holes that really cause him trouble at Augusta. He needs to take Jack Nicklaus's advice. Nicklaus has said there's certain red light shots at Augusta where the alarm needs to go off. The problem with Rory is that he's too impulsive, too impetuous. He's got this Arnold Palmer complex, if I could use a psychological term I'm not qualified to use. But he's got this Arnold Palmer. He's got to hit dramatic and bold shots. That's not the way to win at Augusta. The way is to play percentage golf, channel your inner Hogan, channel your inner Nicklaus. That's what he's got to do.
I know some people will say that the putts that he missed at Pinehurst when Bryson ended up winning were just tough putts. But for Rory McIlroy, you absolutely, in that situation, can't three-putt that green. Now, do you think that was up here the whole time, especially since there was a live guy that he was trying to beat?
That's exactly right. It was 100% mental. He should have focused on his own game. Instead, I think he worried too much about DeChambeau coming down the stretch. That little 2.5-footer on the 16th hole, he should have just marked, walked right up to it before the other guys putted, and put it out. He would have been fine. Instead, he let that scar tissue build up, and he started worrying about that putt, and he ended up pulling it. The putt on 18, the 72nd hole, about just under 4 feet, it was a really hard putt.
Yeah.
Smiley Kaufman on the NBC telecast did not do Rory any favors by saying, well, it's just a left-edge putt. Like hell, it was a left-edge putt. It was at least 6-8 inches outside left, and it was really tough.
Yeah. But that also goes back to the reputation he's kind of garnered in the last 10 years at the majors, that even if it was a tough putt, everyone says, well, he's going to make this. He has to make it if he wants to win another major. But what was funny about that and ironic was that the LIV guy, and he's been a huge opponent of LIV golf, obviously.
He sure has.
Ended up making those putts and winning.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, DeChambeau not only made the tough four-footer to clinch it on 18, but he had that spectacular bunker shot from 55 yards out, one of the toughest shots in golf, and played it beautifully underneath the hole. Rory had a decent pitch from just underneath the green on that same hole, but he left it above the hole four-footer. We've all had above-the-hole four-footers that are terrifying, and he just couldn't get that one.
Now, you were working on the book then. I assume you were there?
I was not there, but I was, about a foot and a half away from my television.
Yeah.
How was he? He seems well-liked by his peers.
Yeah, I think he's enormously well-liked. I think the Liv debate put him in a really tough spot, and he kind of climbed out on a limb and then ended up sawing it off. He should have recognized early on that he was being too outspoken, too combative, too critical of his colleagues who went to Liv.
Where do you think that stemmed from?
Well, Monahan and the PGA Tour guys wanted him to take the lead because he's the most credible and charismatic guy out there. And he's so good on television, but he got too radioactive. And he should have recognized that there was some stuff going on behind the scenes and that he was going to end up being exposed on this thing. He did. Since then, he's been kind of all over the map on Liv. He's hurt his own credibility and stature.
Talking to Timothy Gay, the book's Rory Land. So to circle back, at 9 years old, he's uber popular in Ireland. Is he still at that same plane right now?
Like a lot of people.
Or has Conor McGregor surpassed
him? Yeah, well, McGregor is unbelievably popular, and Rory is one of his biggest fans. But yeah, he is still very popular, but it's been a long time since he's won a major, and I think a lot of Irish people are kind of tired of trying to figure out what's happened to him at these big moments. So there's a little bit of ambivalence, but I spent 2 weeks in Ireland and the UK asking people in pubs up and down both countries.
Wow.
And
pub research. I like that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
How do I get that?
You cannot.
Let's go. Let's book a trip.
Right. When you get paid to drink Guinness with people and ask them about golf, it's a
pretty
good
the dream
golf.
Right there.
Yeah, exactly right. But people are a little bit, ambivalent about it.
Really? Did you get a chance to talk to Rory?
I did not. This was a completely unauthorized biography.
Is it because they you asked and he did not want to participate?
Asked several times and he and his people did not want to participate. So not only Rory, but his inner circle, they did not. You'll have to ask them that question. Yeah. And I hope somebody does here in the next few days. Yeah.
Right.
Have you had any feedback from any of the other, commentators, writers? Players,
a ton
of you're writing this,
and so far so good. I think they're all favorably.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Disposed to the approach that I've taken here.
Yeah, you don't get into the personal life stuff, any of that really.
No. Yeah. And, you know, as I say on the very first page of the book, I have no inside intel. I have no outside intel, no interest in exploring any of that stuff.
So you don't know about Amanda Baleonis and all those rumors? Or
no, I can tell you this much. It should not have taken the better part of 4 weeks for them to knock that story down.
Yeah.
Should have taken 4 hours.
Right.
And there was a certain outlet pushing that story. It wasn't just the Twitter sphere. A certain outlet, I won't say who it is, but they make People magazine, you know, look like the New York Review of Books.
Was it Daily Mail? Is
that the one? No, it was not any of the British guys. It was a an American
outlet,
periodical. Let's just put it that way. And they folded like a cheap tent, but it took them 4 weeks to fold like a cheap tent. They printed what you and I would call a retraction. They called it clarification. Clearly, some lawyers had talked to them. And it should not have taken the better part of 4 weeks to knock that story down.
What does that tell you, though?
I don't know what it tells me. I'm just telling you what I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Eric wants it to be true so bad.
Guys, if I had a dollar for every person who's asked me that question, we could all go out for a nice dinner on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, not going there, it's just much too sensitive a topic.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough. All right, so do you expect him to break through? Do you think eventually he will break through and get a couple more majors under his belt?
I sure hope so. I think the Masters is going to continue to be his great white whale. It's just so tough to putt and ship those greens.
I wonder if he's just not built for it. Like, you think he is, but he's maybe just not.
Well, Eric.
Ernie Els,
Tom Weisskopf. But didn't it take a while for Phil to win it?
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah.
And then he won it 3 times.
Yeah. Phil also was a genius around the green.
Well, the PGA Championship's at Quail Hollow this year, and I believe Rory has won there 4 times in his career.
All right, so that would be a good setup.
So that is a very good
setup.
But
Augusta is the white whale
for
him.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. And yeah. Career Grand Slam, wonder if that one just isn't, you know, there are such things, as you say, horses for courses.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the U.S. Open's also at Oakmont, which is a place that has favored big hitters in the past, so that should be
natural. I think I could see him winning other majors. Mm-hmm. I think he just might be snake bit like a Norman.
Well, what do you think? What do you think would happen first? Rory wins at Augusta, completes the
career grand slam,
or Jordan Spieth wins a PGA Championship, which would be his career grand slam.
I don't know. Jordan seems like he's far away from it. Maybe Rory's more likely. I don't know.
I hope that Rory's more likely.
Rory's the better player.
More complete player. Although Jordan has got that genius short game.
He does, yeah.
Right.
Well, Rory's off to a just crazy start to 2025. Yeah. He's got 2 wins and 3 top 10s.
Yeah. And two wins,
big wins.
Yeah, 2 big wins in places that have given him fits in the past, Pebble and Punta Vedras.
Maybe that's a good omen.
So the best thing for the book is for Rory to win.
That is
huge for the book.
From your lips.
Right. Well, Timothy, thanks for coming in. We appreciate the time. It's Timothy Gay. He's the author of Rory Land, The Up and Down World of Golf's Global Icon. You can pre-order the book now. It's out wherever you get books, May 13th. Thanks again.
Thanks, Tim.
That's Timothy.
Thanks, guys.
Gay.
Really appreciate it.
Good
on
stuff.
On with the Junks here on The Fan.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.